It's going to be every week. Call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. More of the same the next couple of days with rain chances running higher than a normal summer day. Still random, though. Hot and humid today with a high temperature in the middle 90s. Triple-digit heat indices. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be most numerous this afternoon and this evening. And then they'll tend to fade out overnight, low 75. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, the odds of encountering a shower or thunderstorm are actually higher. Definitely more storms to go around. Not every town will get one. Highs in the low to mid 90s. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Class will not be in session today at Floyd Middle Magnet School. This after electrical issues at the school left it without air conditioning Tuesday. Montgomery Public School Board President Claire Wheel tells us an electrical issue caused most of the power to go out at the school yesterday. The electrical and air conditioning issues should be resolved by Thursday. Students in Pike Road head back to class today. This will be a historic year as Pike Road will graduate its first senior class. Georgia Washington Middle School will also undergo renovations during the school year. And Montgomery Fire Rescue is growing. 18 new graduates officially joined the team during a ceremony yesterday at City Hall. This comes after weeks of training and testing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace logs, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
you say that?
I don't know.
Because he can dig it.
He can dig it. I feel like I'm watching a 1970s movie.
Well, you are. I'm back.
Jack Campbell, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, gracing your presence. Gracing our presence? Gracing your presence.
Well.
We're gracing you with our presence.
Well, I think it should be the other way around.
They're gracing
us with
their presence? What are they doing? They're listening.
They're listening.
Oh, well, thanks for listening, people.
Because you know who listens.
Everybody. Guys, we got a big show lined up for you today. I mean,
did somebody rub it?
Yes, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
God knows.
Lord.
But we got local news. We got national news. I got some weird news. I am going to start locally, though, because there's several things we got to discuss as a city here. Let me see. I'm just flipping through my news to make sure I got all the local stuff in one pile. I had a little late this morning trying to get it all ordered. Ah, I did not have it all in one pile. I had it close to all in one pile. I got a Florida man story, Dave.
Oh, you know, I like those.
I got a Florida man story, and this is classic Florida man.
Oh, well.
This is classic Florida man. All right, here's where I start. I have been, in the last 2 weeks, to Target and to the Sunoco store on Carmichael Road. So, color me shocked when I read the following two headlines in the Montgomery Advertiser. Gun-wielding robber hits Sunoco store on Carmichael Road.
Is that the one right down here, right?
That's the one, like, across the street from where we're sitting right now.
Yeah.
It's not unusual that I'll slip over there sometimes.
I get gas there.
Montgomery police seeking the identity and location of a suspect involved in an armed friggin' robbery at a Carmichael Road gas station. He was a masked man wearing dark pants, a black sweatshirt, green hood, and white gloves.
Hmm.
At least he matched. I bet that actually looked good.
They better not wear those gloves after Labor Day.
Notice he robbed it in August. 4200 block of Carmichael Road. Now, a lot of times they won't tell you the name of the business. But they say, business was robbed in the 300 block of Taylor Road.
Yeah.
And then you look and there's like 4,300 business. They were very clear this was the Sunoco gas station. I guess they didn't want people thinking it was the Blue Water Complex. Suspect pulled a handgun and demanded money from the clerk behind the counter. Gentlemen, shall we review the rules? When someone pulls a gun and asks for money, you do what?
Hand it to him.
You give him the money. And you say, is there anything else you'd like, sir? I have this nice watch. It's worth probably $100 or so. Would you like it? You could probably get $20 on eBay for these boots. Would you like these boots?
You're going to have everything in here except the curry chicken.
Why not the curry chicken?
Because they're probably Indians.
In the gas station?
Yeah, I don't want to share that.
No one was physically harmed during the robbery. They've got this very menacing-looking picture.
Yeah, don't tell him that he can get these hands if he has a gun.
No. You just give him the stuff and go. But anyway, Montgomery Advertiser and Crime Stoppers has a picture of this guy, or a picture of his mask, anyway, and his gloves.
Now, did the same guy rob the Target?
No, this was a woman named Elaine Bailey. Montgomery woman jailed Tuesday, charged with robbery after a Target employee was pushed, shoved, and choked. Now, we don't kink shame here on this news broadcast. If you want to push, shove, and choke in the privacy of your own home, that's fine. But don't go to Target and push, shove, and choke people against their will. Elaine Bailey, 53 years old, allegedly went to Target in East Chase shortly before noon and attempted to take assorted clothing. A loss prevention worker working for Target confronted Bailey before she could leave the store. The employee told Bailey she needed to come with her to the loss prevention office because she stole the property that belonged to the business. As the employee was trying to reclaim the stolen property, Bailey allegedly began to get physical with her. Sounds like Olivia Newton-John
song.
physical. The defendant put her arm around the victim's neck and pulled on her Target security jacket to prevent her from getting the property. The property was recovered, totaling $147.96. The suspect left the scene.
Hmm.
These are two businesses I've been to in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, for real.
So that's just two.
Was it in, as they would say, broad open daylight?
Yeah, I don't know what time it was. It said shortly before noon. That was broad daylight unless it was raining.
Yeah, that's...
The other one was before 8 p.m. It's still daylight this time of year. Before 8 p.m.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I had another story. Where did it go?
That is crazy.
I had another local story.
You did?
Yeah.
What happened?
Apparently they had like a neighborhood meeting or something. See if I can pull it up. They had a neighborhood meeting about this Cloverdale crime wave culminating in multiple rounds fired near near the Cloverdale Five Points intersection. And Chief Ernie Bailey, or Ernie Bailey, whatever his name is.
Finley.
Ernie Finley. Couldn't think of his name. Ernie Finley had a quote in there, and I wanted to read the quote because it seemed so out of touch with reality. But I can't find it now. That Ernie Finley even coming in here and stealing my stories out of my stack.
Hmm.
There's so much crime. They're just stealing stuff out. I can't find the story, guys. I'm sorry.
Well?
Was it turned over to the Warm and Fuzzy Division of MPD?
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounded like is, we just want everyone to know this is not a forgotten neighborhood and we're going to buckle down. Guys, if you see something, say something. There are whole areas of Montgomery that are lawless. And they're encroaching on areas that formerly weren't lawless. But when you got armed robbery on Carmichael friggin' Road.
Yeah.
I'm here every day, 5 days a week. At least 9 to noon.
Wasn't one of the banks robbed right down here near Perry Hill?
You know what?
A couple of years
ago.
Didn't
we have that guy on that shot at the person?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Or he shot him.
Did he shoot him or shoot at him?
I think he shot him.
Good for him.
Yeah, but there was some weirdness about that.
Yeah, I mean.
I think we interviewed the guy, didn't we, Jack?
Yeah.
What happened? I'd totally forgotten about this until you mentioned it. I think we interviewed him.
I think he shot him from his car or something.
Jeez.
Yeah, and Todd wasn't too amused with that. I'll tell you where it was. It was this Synovus Bank down here, wasn't it?
I thought it was toward Perry Hill from here.
That's what I'm talking about. The corner of Perry Hill and Carmichael.
Yeah, it's not a bank anymore.
You're pointing in the wrong direction.
What the hell ever? Who cares? I mean, I don't know where I am in here. I'm in an attic. There's no windows for reference.
Don't be so defensive. Just because I said you don't have a sense of direction.
Jeez, guys.
Do you know where the sun is right now?
Yeah.
Point to the sun.
Outside.
Yeah, exactly.
In the east.
So which way is Synovus? No, hell, it ain't that way.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That way?
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, that's the front of the building, right? So it's like...
No, the front of the building is over there.
All right, well, now we're all confused, pointing everywhere.
This is like Spaceballs.
Exactly. When will the back door be now?
The back door's here, okay?
I feel like I'm trapped in a movie.
I tell you.
My life is a movie.
Bull riding and boobies, Jack?
Yeah, that too.
All right, I'm not going to cover the final local story here because I need an entire segment for this. I am outraged over the story I'm about to cover next.
Could I guess?
Yes.
Is the rage directed toward the city itself? City government?
No.
Okay.
Not the city of Montgomery.
Okay.
Not the city of Montgomery. There may or may not be rage focused towards another municipality in here.
Oh.
I'll tell you this. I'm holding the Wikipedia entry for Eclectic, Alabama.
Well.
All 1,001 people in Eclectic just tuned in.
Don't be picking on Eclectic.
I'm not picking on them. I'm holding the Wikipedia entry, and when we get back, I'll tell you why I'm so sizzled up.
Okay, Dan.
I'm lathered up. I'm hot and bothered. You know what I mean. Olivia Newton-John.
God.
This song's kind of hot if you listen to the words.
Yeah.
We're looking at her.
Jack Campbell, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. We'll be back.
The
24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
The Biscuits are back in a five-game series against the Biloxi Shuckers starting Sunday, August 18th with Big Mo's Sweet 16 celebration. August 20th is a triple play Tuesday with $1, $2, and $3 concession stand prices throughout the ballpark. Another Military Wednesday presented by WOW is on August 21st and features a military card set giveaway presented by Golden Corral. The series wraps up with Wrestling Night and T-shirt giveaway presented by Metro by T-Mobile on Thursday, August 22nd. For more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Down in Utah, Alabama, in 1965, a young man about 21, no different than you or I, he's catching catfish and getting drunk. But Uncle Sam called, he called him up, send him out to Vietnam.
These guys will be in Montgomery on September 5th.
Are you going to see him?
You're damn right I am.
Upside down, turned his smile into a frown.
It'll be a big time in the jungle, big time in the the Gump.
They ought to change the name of the song to Big Time in the Gump.
He was gambling.
Kind of like Vietnam out there. Yeah. Kill or be killed.
21 minutes after 9 o'clock, Jack Campbell, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman at your service. Riley Manning has been at your service for, golly, what, 50 years? More than 50 years? Guy's an absolute legend, not only among our audience, who's come to know, who've come to know and love Riley Manning over the last 4 or 5 years that he's been advertising, but just the River Region in general, where he's been for, gosh, the better part of 5 decades or more. Riley Manning is he's a prince of a human being, a really genuinely decent, honest man, and I cannot recommend him highly enough for any need you have painting related. So if you look out and you've got an indoor job or an outdoor job or a big job or a small job, whatever job you got, get Riley Manning on the horn. 799-1284. 799-1284. You can check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com. But tell him I said, hey, while you have him on the phone, would you? He'll appreciate it. So will we up here. Jack Campbell, back day two of the second iteation of the
second Jack Campbell era?
The Jack Campbell era is re-underway. This is like when the old guy went back to Kansas State. Snyder?
Yeah.
Schneider.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Older than dirt.
Yeah. Well, not Jack's not older.
No.
Schneider was older than dirt.
Well, Grover Cleveland.
Yeah, just second administration.
Yeah.
How about that? JT, you're on the air with a great cast of characters.
Men, how y'all doing?
Fine. How you doing?
Doing well, men.
See how I combine that? You like that?
Yes.
Baron, Chief Finley at the Cloverdale thing, I'll tell you what he said.
Were you there?
I was not. I had a friend who went.
Okay.
Told me about it. He said a great policing tactic that, guys, we're all in this together. And if you see something, just call us. We'll come out there. Which worked great when I had two guys, you know, robbing my cars in the middle of the night when I called them, and it took them 25 minutes to get out there. And they said, well, you know, they do that sometimes. They'll come down these streets and rob your cars.
They do that sometimes.
You know how you know that they do that, JT?
Because I saw them.
Because they did it to you.
Yeah.
Hey, they did it to Jack, too. His car got robbed.
Yeah.
And someone tried to break into his house.
I saw him.
Yeah, that's
they'll do. Hey, they'll do that sometimes.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They'll do that sometimes, y'all.
Sometimes they will.
But hey, we're all in this together, except, you know, the guys that do that sometimes.
Yeah, well, sometimes they do that,
but,
man.
Yeah, that's what he said. We're all in this together, which is, you know, 60s folk music is a great policing tactic.
Yeah, I'm interested to see the transition in the police department under the next mayoral administration, depending on who wins. I think a lot of the vote will be determined by how really angry and upset are people with crime in Montgomery. Because there are some people running on the crime mantra. And there's some people running on the, hey, it's Montgomery. We're a good place. You know, everything's going to be great. And I do agree with that. I mean, I live here. I've got a family here. If it sucked and was horrible, I would move.
Man, listen, I've got two little girls coming in like a month. So, I mean, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Living
to you,
in,
sir.
You know, thank you, friend.
Go ahead, John.
Living in Midtown Montgomery and the idea of, you know, every 4th of July and New Year's and Christmas, you can't go outside because you don't know if a bullet's going to come. It's, you know, it gets a little worrisome on where you want to live. And
well, if you just familiarize yourself, if it's incoming or outgoing fire, you'll be a little bit better, you know?
you become really good at picking artillery ranges when you live
right.
in Midtown.
You hear that pop, pop, pop. You're like, those are 22 LR rounds. They're fine. Even if they hit us, we're going to be fine.
It's not incoming. It's fine.
I've been known to sit at Bud's Bar from time to time. And, you know, I had friends who were standing outside when that happened over there the other night.
Yeesh.
And, you know, I had to duck and cover. And it was, you know, it's always been a problem. But it really is starting to get a little closer to home to a lot of people. And I think you're going to see a lot of guys, especially in the Midtown area and over in Cloverdale, a lot of folks going to vote for people who are going to, you know, put more cops on the street, who are going to, you know.
The interesting thing, though, is that almost everybody agrees that, I mean, obviously, how could you not, agrees that crime is a problem. They also sort of think that, like, so, like, if you poll it, right, crime's, like, usually the number one issue.
Yeah, any municipal government.
Right. And guess what people think about Montgomery? They think that it's unfixable.
Yeah.
And so they go, it's bad, but, like, you know, this guy's probably not telling the truth over here. Because the last five people haven't fixed it. So it's interesting.
That's one way to put it. All right, fellas, have a good one.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. Cooper.
Hey, the fellow that was talking about problems in Midtown or whatever. Yeah, there's problems. It doesn't matter where you are in Montgomery anymore.
Problems in Pike Road, I'll tell you that. My neighborhood Facebook page is so boring.
Just wait.
No, you tell me to just wait, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go through and read you.
But see, that's the exact attitude that I'm talking about. Just wait. It'll get there. It'll, you know, I mean.
Yeah, well I'm going to read you the last few Facebook, let's see if I can find it.
Nobody likes the actual answer either.
Yeah. I've got a daughter who lives in Pike Road. I understand what you're saying. I was just kidding you a little bit.
Yeah, I know you are. Here's the last few posts on our neighborhood Facebook page. And I've seen y'all's neighborhood Facebook pages because some of you have posted you'll clip it out and post it to your personal page. Thanks for your call, Cooper. Hope all the kids have a great first day back. Pike Road schools are back open today. Number two, there's a little black dachshund running around Mellison.
Number three, Pike Road parents, make sure to check the bus routes daily this week. Our pickup times and stop location has changed. Number four, hi neighbors, we're new to the school this year. Is there anyone who rides the bus in the afternoon? My son wants to ride the bus home. We'd love him to meet some new friends who also ride it home. Those are the last few entries on our neighborhood. No gunshots, no shootings, no break-ins, no suspicious vehicles.
I really only get loud dogs and, oh my God, there's black kids in our neighborhood. Because
really?
that's what Nextdoor is literally built for. Ask anybody that lives in, I mean, like, I have friends in Atlanta, and I mean, that's just straight up, like, that's what the
it's
whole
a racist
thing.
App, like, in concept.
I mean.
Well, you know. Part of it. Actually, there was one, and it turned out to be my kid. And when I read the thing, I was like, what idiot kid would even do that? And then I went home and I asked my kid.
Oh,
like,
no. It was mine.
Well, I got an update on the Facebook page. I said, there's some kids out there with lemonade stand. You know, I love lemonade. I love kids. But, man, they're running out into the street trying to stop cars, and it's dangerous, and someone's going to get run over. And I thought, what idiot kid would do that at a lemonade stand? And I went home.
Someone who wanted a non-compete.
I went home, and I looked at my son. I said, did you have a lemonade stand today? He said, yeah, well, great. We made like $13. I said, did you run out in the street and try to stop cars? He's like, yeah. I said, will you never do that again, because you made Facebook, and you look like a nincompoop. It was nincompoopery, Campbell. Worst stuff you
Well, he was trying to put the other lemonade stands out of business.
But there are no other lemonade stands. He's trying to establish a monopoly. Bill?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I was going to mention that, and y'all already have, that Nextdoor is a pretty good app for keeping up with crime and kind of what's going on in neighborhood to neighborhood and Montgomery as a whole. But
yeah,
with that thing, I've lived here for about 15 years, and then I took a 10 or 12 year break from Montgomery before that, and I lived in Helena, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And before I lived in Helena, I lived in Montgomery.
Okay.
Back then, Emory Farmer was the mayor.
Okay.
And I can tell you, because I worked in sales, so I was out and about and around town all the time. If you went somewhere and you parked your car and you got out and stood by your car or on the side of the road, probably within 5 minutes, there was going to be a cop that would pull up and ask you if there was something you needed help with.
Yeah.
And you better have a good answer, or you were going to get to explain why and what you were doing.
Yeah. Look, I'm reading the Nextdoor app right now. This is an interesting one. This was from August 11. I don't know how this ended up at the top. It said, yesterday afternoon, I was at the Baptist ER with my husband. Car drove up in the ambulance bays, blowing their horn for help. Staff responded. They brought a person in on a bed. All the staff immediately started working on them. The police started arriving. We were waiting for an ambulance to transport my husband back home. As we left, we saw at least 10 bullet holes in the driver's side of the car. We expected to see something on the news, but nothing so far. I hope the injured person's okay. It's alarming to think he might have been shot somewhere nearby and others could be in danger. Things like this should be reported for the public and their safety. Stay safe, everybody.
There's a logical leap there, Baron.
What?
Well, I mean, the person's assuming
that the gunshots were
those bullet holes were done, you know, and that's what caused that person to be running up to the emergency room honking their horn.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I'm not saying that it's great to drive a car around with bullet holes. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but remember, there's a few days ago there was a story in a shooting about a. Shooting at the 400 block of Taylor Road, which is basically Baptist Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's the same thing.
I don't know. They didn't say which Baptist, did they?
No. No, they didn't say what Baptist. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-9228. I still haven't gotten my story about Eclectic.
I know. Well, we'll get there.
I'm going to get to the great city of Eclectic when we get back.
I can't wait.
The big municipality, the town of Eclectic. In Elmore County, Alabama. scandal, Campbell. I'm going to report scandal in mere moments. Not really scandal, but now that I've got every single person in Eclectic listening, we had to give them a segment to tune in. You know, people do those live videos on Facebook, and you get like 2 minutes of them like checking their email and picking their nose and getting a drink of water before they start talking.
I'm not going to really talk until I get about 100 people watching, so just hang tight.
Okay. We'll be back. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning 4 with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning 4. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. If your town has been hoping for rain but missing the showers that have been going around, the rain chances do get better over the next few days. For today, hot and humid with a high temperature in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices. The showers and thunderstorms will be random, but in better supply this afternoon and this evening. Our overnight low temperature tonight falls to the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, your odds of getting wet are actually up a notch as a frontal system approaches, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms roaming around, highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's 37 minutes after 9 o'clock. You know, this song, they say, you got me wrapped around your finger. One way to get your better half wrapped around your fingers to provide some jewelry from time to time. The best place in town to do that is Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers does an amazing job. Really, it's all due to one man, Troop Booth, who had the vision to take over where his grandparents left off. They started Heirloom Jewelers back in the 1970s right here in the River Region. It's been a fantastic organization with a rock-solid reputation ever since. Troop Booth went out and got, sure enough, qualified. He went to the Gemological Institute of America. He became a gemological genius, a certified diamond specialist. He just understands the business inside and out and wants to help you, and wants to help you in a fast way. He wants to help you today. Some of you guys have some jewelry you want to trade in, maybe trade in on some new jewelry or trade in for cash. He can do that. He can also supply you with cases and cases and cases, the most beautiful jewelry you've ever seen. Heirloom Jewelers, he's on Vaughn Road just east of Bell Road. Get by there when you get a chance. Tell him I said hey while you're in there. Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers, right across from Do-Re-Mi Karaoke on Vaughn Road. Jack Campbell, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. Steve, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Baron.
Good morning, sir.
My next door neighbor, and I live in Park Road, put his house up for sale, and it sold in 3 days. And the couple that purchased it, both of them work in Montgomery. That's happening all over the city, whether it be in Pike Road or Auburn, wherever. Mm-hmm. As a young police officer, I used to respond to people's homes for calls for service, and I always would ask my partner, I'd say, you know, these people are military, and they've lived all over the world. Why did they pick Montgomery to retire? And I started asking that question because he couldn't really answer it. So I started asking them. I said, why'd you get Montgomery to retire? He said, well, you got base privileges, you got good schools, great shopping, and the crime is low. Well, all of those are pretty much gone now. And now the reputation is in the military, and I've got a close family member who's a pilot in the military, Air Force, and the reputation is now people don't want to be stationed in Montgomery. And that's a sad, sad commentary.
Yeah, because a lot of, you know, military retirees lived here for years and years.
They a lot of them still do.
Yeah, when they retire, they come back to Montgomery, and it's a shame they don't want to anymore.
No, they were stationed here at Maxwell, you know, early on in their career. They remembered it, enjoyed it for what it was, and now it is a shock. And so the people that live in Pike Road or Auburn, they come in here and commute, and they get a sample of it. They can see things, but they don't really feel the crime the same way the people do.
I don't want to jinx anything or whatever, but, like, I've lived here for 15 years.
Yeah.
Never had nary a problem.
Well, that's the thing.
I left my car door open once. And some kids got some change and some CD. It was so long ago that they got some CDs, but I was also parked on the street. I left my car door open, you know.
Lock
but like
doors.
Other than that, I mean, you ever go to Philadelphia? You know, first time I went to Philadelphia, you know, we pull up outside my buddy's house in Philly, and he goes, "Got to get everything out of your car." I was like, "Okay." He's like, "I mean, even the change out of the ashtray." I said, "Okay." He goes, "Because people are going to break in and steal it if you have anything in there that's visible." And he goes, "Oh yeah, you have an Alabama license plate. You're screwed." And guess what? We came out the next day, and even though we had everything out of it, my car was broken into. So, like, you know, I personally, this is just me talking, I think that Montgomery needs, like, a pep talk. Montgomery needs to, like, get it into their head that, like, we're not any worse or better than anybody, that we're just a mid-level town that a lot of people don't want to see be anything like Atlanta or something like that, and that it just is what it is. The school system is what drags everything else down, though.
Well, and let me build off what you were saying. Yes, I opened the show talking about an armed robbery at the gas station across the street from Blue Water Broadcasting and a shoplifting tussle over at Target where the store employee was injured because she tried to confront the person shoplifting. But the reality is, I've lived in the Montgomery area for 15 of the last 20 years, or 17, really, of the last 22 years, if you count Auburn. And I've never been really a victim of crime, and I've never really seen crime. But the last 5 years, or 6 years, I've actually lived out in Pike Road, and it's just really nice out there. It's just really nice out there. You don't hear gunshots, you don't hear all that other stuff, and you know, most of Montgomery... I go back to what I've always said. Most of Montgomery, if you're not engaged in prostitution or drug dealing, you're probably not going to get murdered. I mean, it's like maybe five murders a year that don't deal with drug dealing or domestic violence or a prostitution. There may be five random murders a year in a city of 200,000. That ain't too bad. It's pretty good odds. And then if you lock your car doors, you're probably not going to have someone open your car door and take your wallet and your gun out of it in the middle of the night. You know, and if you don't leave a gun in a car, you're probably not going to lose it at all. Jack had this situation where some meth-crazed lunatic tried to break in his house one day at 1 in the morning, but he showed up at the front door with a gun, and the guy ran off. Then he called the police, and they showed up. He had a situation one time where his car, was it parked in the front or the back?
Back.
It was parked in the back, and a woman was sitting in his car when he came out. But she may have just been trying to get out of the rain or something, or the heat.
It was raining.
Yeah, so... You know, he left his car door open, and she opened the door and sat in it. And he walked out, and she made up a story about how she was waiting for her grandfather or something. So, you know, a lot of problems can be prevented by just locking your house and your car. Now, some people, some houses are going to get broken into. But you know what? In some of the Beverly Hills, people's houses get broken into. In the Hamptons, houses get broken into. That happens. But
we moved from Halcyon to Pike Road because it got so bad.
What was happening, though? When you say got so bad, what were they doing?
Breaking into vehicles in people's driveways and breaking into their houses. Breaking into the house. Yeah, and all you got to do is drive in any shopping center all over town, and you see the broken glass in the parking lot where the car's been hit.
Yeah, that is true. You do see
that. And so, I mean, you can sugarcoat it, but I'm telling you, it's just like when I used to go to New Orleans to watch Alabama play or whatever. You know, you'd hear the gunshots in the distance, and you say, man, I can't wait to get back to Montgomery where it's safe. Well, the gunshots are here now.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. And hey, I'm not sugarcoating it too much, but I moved my family to Pike Road. So, you know, it is what it is. Good call, though, Tom. Steve.
Steve.
272-9228 if you want to get in. I tell you what, I'm going to get to Eclectic at some point.
You're such a liar.
I am not a liar. I'm a foreshadowing fool. I'm going to get to Eclectic at some point. But not right now.
Foreshadowing fool.
I'm going to go to the break now so we can have a nice long two-lane comfort cruise of a segment on the other side of the break. Instead of an 8-minute segment, we're going to have about a 10-minute segment. And I'm going to talk about Eclectic Alabama.
Will we be able to talk back?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay. I just had wondered if things had changed around here.
No. It's a roundtable discussion. We even play Natalie and Brulia.
Well, I know when I sit at it, it's a roundtable.
We'll be back. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, Steve, you're going to love this story. 17 minutes ago on WSFA. Headline, relative in custody after man shot to death in Montgomery County home. You know where that Montgomery County home is? Old Pike Road and 82. About 2 miles from the Pike Road city limits.
Well.
But it's a 70-year-old man who was shot to death by a relative.
Pack up the plantation, Baron. It's over.
We're moving. Where are we going next, boys?
From 82. That's way the hell down there.
Well, it's a couple miles down the road. It ain't that far down.
Well, it's about 10 miles down the road.
From where? From Maryland?
From Ray Thorington.
Well, this is old Pike Road. So you would turn, like if you take Vaughn Road out to Pike Road and take a right.
Then you take another left.
No, that becomes old Pike Road. Doesn't it? No, you're right. You take another left. Jack Quest is back, baby. Holy mackerel. I'm going to look it up here. Old Pike Road.
And it hits 82 at Old Barnett Store.
Jack Quest?
No, Turnip Seed Store, which is not there anymore.
Jack Quest is back. You're right. You're 100% right, Jack. That is way the hell down there. Okay, yeah. So that's not anywhere near.
Yeah.
There ain't no damn store at the corner of 82 and Old Pike Road.
Ain't got no damn cheese truck. Ain't run.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Jenkins Tire and Auto, generous sponsors of this program. Knowledgeable technicians and great business folks. Mike Jenkins over there decided, you know what? I'm going to take my decades of expertise managing hundreds of pieces of equipment and hundreds of vehicles for Jenkins Brick, and I am going to open my own shop, my own tire and automotive shop. So if you want tires, man, just go by there,
Drop your rig off in the morning. They open at 7 o'clock. They're on the corner of Perry and Jefferson. You get new tires, new brakes. Just get your car checked out, man. Just, you know, routine, everyday stuff, oil changes and whatnot. When you get the oil change, you know, they'll check everything else out and let you know if you got anything coming up. You get new tires, they'll look at your brakes. You know, that kind of stuff. They're always one step ahead of you, looking to see if there's any problem. Jenkins Tire and Auto, they're downtown, right downtown. So if you're downtown, easy to get to work. If you work anywhere, really, downtown or anywhere else, they'll get you to work if you need to. Jenkins Tire and Auto, just give them your business and they'll appreciate it. They want to earn it, though. Don't do it because I said it. Go down there and talk to them, and you'll trust them. You'll trust them in the long run. I promise you will. Jenkins Tire and Auto, corner of Perry and Jefferson, downtown. Yeah, kind of weird. All right, I'm finally going to get to a question.
Can I say one thing real quick?
My bad. What?
I probably didn't answer most of these people yesterday. During the show, I got a lot of texts, and I try not to answer because I don't want to miss something we were talking about. But thanks to everybody that sent me a text saying welcome back, Cotter. Anyway.
Welcome back. Oh, I played Welcome Back, Cotter.
I know you did.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
And he
what
did.
Was it about? That was a...
About a school teacher.
Yeah, a school teacher. But it was John Travolta, right?
John Travolta,
right?
And Horshack.
How about that?
Yeah. Mr. Carter.
All right, little tiny eclectic Alabama. A tiny town. Founded by one Dr. M.L. Fielder. A practitioner of eclectic medicine. Hence the name, if you've ever wondered where eclectic comes from. Yeah.
Eclectic, what does that mean?
Well, eclectic medicine?
Yeah.
Herbs and spices.
Outside the box.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, and what year was it founded?
A long time ago.
So, I mean, like, he could have been the dude that's like, you know what? Let's see if we inject pig's blood into human's blood. Let's see if it works.
Could have been.
You know?
Could have been the guy.
Or here, eat these mushrooms. Tell me what happens. Well, that guy died, and that guy saw space.
So we're going to eat those mushrooms because they see space, and I want to see space.
I don't want to die.
First post office in Eclectic all the way back in 1879. There are exactly 1,001 people registered to Eclectic as of the 2010 census.
Boomtown.
The estimate in 2018 is 1,023. The peak was 1970 with 1,184 people. I say this to say Eclectic is a small town.
Yeah.
A small town. If you want to go into the demographics of Eclectic, it's 78% white, 10% black, 1% Hispanic.
The good thing is that with these numbers, you can basically count, right? So if it's 78, there's basically like there's 780 white people.
Yeah, exactly, because it's right at 1,000 people. 409 total households. Only 409 total households in tiny Eclectic, Alabama.
Eclectic.
Yeah, they call it eclectic, not eclectic.
Eclectic.
The reason I bring all this up, I see this yesterday pop in my email. Eclectic Police Department Application Information Booklet. It is a multi-page application to be a police officer in Eclectic, Alabama. 8 pages, as a matter of fact. Simple things. First name, last name, middle name, maiden name, all other names.
Get all those right.
Yes, all other names you've ever used, your date of birth, your Social Security number. It's a fine little application. Education and training. Have you ever quit a job? You know, just the normal stuff. Your driving record. Character references. So I'd put Dabe. I'd put Klabe. I'd put Jacob. You gotta sign an affidavit saying you hadn't lied to these fools in the application. All right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at this Eclectic Police Department information booklet. An application because they're putting out an application to hire more police officers in Eclectic. Now, you might think the cheap and easy story here is, why is Eclectic hiring more police officers and Montgomery's not? That's the cheap and easy story. That's a cheap shot. I'm not going to take it.
It's not actually true, but okay.
The real story is, how does tiny 1,000 person, 399 household Eclectic, Alabama, have a police department and 10,000 people, 3 school Pike Road does not? Ain't no damn Eclectic Elementary School, is there?
I have no idea.
Do they have a school in Eclectic?
Probably.
With 1,000 people, they got a school? Do they have their own school district, or is it just an Elmore County school stuck around
probably
there?
Probably Elmore.
Okay. We have our own school district in Pike Road. No school. No police department.
Own school district, no police department. They have 1,000 people. The entire history of Eclectic, they've never had more than 1,184 people.
Boomtown.
Police department. With actual police cars and police men and guns and badges. Uniforms.
You and old Steve told me that there's no crime in Pike Road.
I didn't tell you that.
Steve did.
Yeah, a couple years ago, 22 houses in our neighborhoods had stuff stolen from them.
My God.
22.
Anybody still lives there?
22 houses in our neighborhood. Every single one of them was unlocked car doors.
So what you're saying is that Eclectic can find the money to hire additional police officers.
Yes, sir.
But the city of Montgomery cannot.
Preach! Well, preach! No.
That's not what I'm saying.
Pike Road! Why does Pike Road not have a police department? We got 10,000 people.
We don't have enough cops in Montgomery, but that's another story.
But that doesn't actually have to do with the money.
No, I know.
That has to do with the available applicants.
10,000 people in Pike Road, no police department. And I love Sheriff Cunningham. I love Chief Deputy. The hell's his name? I can't think of his name right now. I know he's listening.
Kevin Murphy.
I couldn't think of his name. I talked to him all the time. I love Chief Deputy Kevin Murphy. Thought he was a great chief of police. I think he's a great chief deputy for the sheriff's department. I love the members of the sheriff's department. I see them roll through the neighborhood. They're friendly. They wave. We talk to them. They have a great program in Pike Road. Actually, it's an entire county. If you're outside the city limits of Montgomery and you're going to be gone on vacation, they'll run by your house twice a day.
That's pretty cool.
That's a really cool program. Make sure no doors are open, no windows have been knocked out. Make sure there's a police presence on your street, which is especially good if you have you live on a deserted street or an infrequently traveled street. No police department in Pike Road, Alabama. Eclectic, Alabama. 1,001 resident, Eclectic, Alabama. 399 household, Eclectic, Alabama.
But everybody in the world goes through there going to the lake.
Well, you know, they can still
afford it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what? I'm going to posit that if they took that money and plowed it into the school district, they'd have more people that live there.
I'm not worried about more people that live there. I'm worried about a police department.
Well, what I'm saying is that maybe...
Rooftops don't create tax revenue. Businesses do. And businesses are not going to come until you have a police department. No giant retailer is going to come without a police department. That's just not going to happen. And so you're never going to get retail out there, which means the citizens will shoulder a disproportionate burden of the tax base.
Well, I don't really call it a burden to drive from Pike Road to Montgomery. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, when you live in Atlanta or Austin or places, it's not fun to have to go across town.
I'm talking about funding government, though. It'd be nice if we had a decent retailer there that could help fund government. We'll be back.
Listen to us. I'm sure you'll be amazed. Big fun to be had by everyone. It's up to you.